Assalamu alaikum.
Dear Imam Omar, I hope this finds you well.
So I'm feeling better now. Things are really looking up. And on top of that, it's wedding season. The time of the year when you try to outshine the groom and pretend you're him for a moment and that it's you getting married. And this isn't just any wedding. Karim's getting married, and I couldn't be happier for him. I'm going earlier to help set up, and even got him and his wife some flowers and a pretty nice gift, which I'm pretty sure he's gonna love. And I've gotta admit, I'm looking pretty smooth. Oh God, here we go again. People seem to mess up my good and bad moments. I'm not really sure it was worth it for me to jump in and stop that fight. But whatever it was that I was able to prevent, better have been worth my time and my flowers. But I wasn't gonna let that fight spoil my day. If I have time, I'll just stop by a grocery store and buy some new flowers. The day is still young, and I've got plenty of time to make it. You've gotta be kidding me. The only reason I got down is because I know Karim would have done the same. An opportunity presented itself to help someone, and I've learned the value in doing so. No, it wasn't the best time, but I remembered the Prophet, peace be upon him, taking time out, even on the day of Eid, to serve an orphan. For some reason, the man didn't know how to change a flat tire. I, on the other hand, had done it a million times. The man was so grateful, he actually wanted to take me out to lunch. But I told him I had to make it to a wedding. But a smile made being late worth it. You know what? Karim's gonna have to believe me this time. My appearance makes it pretty clear I wasn't just stuck in a bathroom. No. No, you've gotta be kidding me. Alhamdulillah. My car breaking down here would have literally been the worst thing ever. I've got to get moving now. Hopefully no more unexpected people on the way. Okay, this stinks. But at least it's not a human being. No. God. What more could possibly go wrong tonight? I look like I've been mauled by a pack of wolves now. Just whatever. And just when I thought it couldn't get any worse. Why? Why is this happening to me? At that point, I thought maybe killing myself last week wouldn't have been such a bad idea. So let me get this straight. I've been helping people all day, getting dirty, and wasting my time, and no one has time for me. What am I supposed to get out of this? What's the point of this all? I just don't understand. So finally, a guy stops and offers me a ride, telling me I looked familiar. So he figured out in the car that he saw me in the masjid last week. And the craziest thing about it was he was actually on his way back from Karim's wedding. We really hit it off that night. And he even welcomed me into his home. And kids, that's how I met your mother.
عسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم. It might be that you hate something and it ends up being the best thing that's ever happened to you. Now here, Ziyada meets his future father-in-law. And you know, it might not always end up that amazing, but at the end of the day, how amazing is the affair of the believer? The Prophet ﷺ said, because anything that happens to him, he's always good, because it's such a liberating experience to submit yourself to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing that sometimes things aren't going to go the way that you plan, and that's better for you. And so the Prophet ﷺ told us never to say if this would have happened or if I would have done that, because those open the doors of shaitan, because then you start thinking things would have been different. But at the end of the day, Allah prepares you for amazing things, especially when you're doing good things for people. And see, those are the things that can actually even change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ said, du'a, supplication and good deeds can actually avert bad decree, bad qadr. And what that means is that when you're in the state of helping people and doing good things for people and doing things right, and then apparent misfortunes happen, you have to realize at that point you're only seeing a pixel of the full picture that only Allah sees. And Allah's planning is perfect, and your understanding of that planning is what's flawed. And you submit yourself to that, knowing that it's all going to be okay, and that as long as you're in the cause of your brother, you know that Allah is going to be in your cause as well, and you never know who or what Allah is saving you for.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you guys for watching this episode.
We thank you all for your support.
And we hope that you enjoyed watching it.
Share it inshallah ta'ala, let people know.
Make sure you like this video and you share it with your friends. If you haven't watched the previous episodes, make sure you click here.
And if you'd like to watch the entire series, then click here for the playlist.
Jazakumullah khair.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.